So Sichos Aran Us Gimel, we're in the middle. It's really, the piece is divided into two parts. And I leave it to you to figure out how the parts are connected. The first part we spoke about last time, how a person doesn't know anything about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how much we think we know, that we don't really know. And Alachas Kam V'Kamla, Halavai, we should be Zocha to reach a level where we know that we don't know. That's the avod of, right, the Tachlis Hayediya, Asher Lo Neda, to know that we don't know. Part two of this piece is about the greatness of tshuva. And again, I think the obvious connection between the two parts is as follows, that the wondrous gift of tshuva, something that we don't really understand how it works, Mesilas Yesharim writes in Parak Dalet, we don't have really any understanding of why tshuva makes sense, how it's fair. Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Ma'amarim, Rav Elchanan says, why isn't it fair? If a person, the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, a person does mitzvos his entire life, and at the last moment of his life, he's tova al rishonos, he regrets everything that he did. So he has all of his mitzvos taken away. So why isn't tshuva fair? Tshuva is the same thing. So if I do averos and I regret the averos, so then shouldn't that uproot the averos? What is it about tshuva that the Mesilas Yesharim says is unfathomable? It seems to be somewhat logical. So Rav Elchanan says a couple answers. One answer that he brings, I think maybe B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim, I don't remember, I didn't get a chance to look it up, is that there's two aspects to every avera. When a person does an avera, I've wronged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've gone against the Dvar Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, and I've also sullied my soul. Right? So it makes sense that if I insulted Hashem and I say, I'm sorry, and Hashem forgives me, so great. So Hashem erases, so to speak, that pagam and shemayim that I caused, that X on my scoreboard in the heavens, so to speak. Right? But the mitzias of the person, the cheeseburger that I ate is still part of my flesh and blood. Right? So how does that disappear? So you want to say, Hashem says, okay, I forgive you for eating the cheeseburger. But I still have, my blood is still created from that tarfus that I ate, from that avera that I did. It's still part of my guf. So the Chavetz Chaim, or maybe Rav Elchanan said, that's the part of tshuva that's unbelievable, that's unfathomable. That Hashem not only erases the negative mark you got on the scoreboard in Shemayim, but Hashem even cleanses one's soul. That's an unbelievable thing. So again, part two of Os Gimel and Sichos Aran about tshuva is really a continuation of something that we don't understand. The greatness of tshuva is something that's hard for us to wrap our minds around. It says Rabbi Nachman, second paragraph, Gam hiflig ma'od begodo ma'alas ha'tshuva. Rabbi Nachman used to speak very often about the greatness of tshuva. When a person falls to a low place, and we've all been in that place, he says, the klal, Rabbi Nachman's rule is that even when one stumbles, and we all fall sometimes into very low and dark places, but it's usur. Not only it's inappropriate, it's usur. It's anti-Torah, it's usur. It's against Ratzon Hashem. There's an iser of being miyayish, of giving up hope. Ki tshuva gavo lamal min haTorah, because tshuva itself is greater than Torah, is loftier than Torah. Al kein ein shum yeyish ba'olam. There is nothing for a person to feel that I can't go on, I have no hope. No such thing, says Rabbi Nachman. Ki mizcha yunasin me'avonos of inyan acher lagamrei, kumo she'amru chachmino zichron levracha. The Gemara says in Maseches Yoma on Daf Pevav, that if a person does tshuva me'ava, his averos can be turned into mitzvos. And if he does tshuva me'yira, he can turn mezid into shogeg. He can scale back the severity of his avera. It's a remarkable thing, says Rabbi Nachman. Right? If a person zocha, his averos become an inyan acher lagamrei. Shenishapken avonos lazechuyos v'yesh be'inyan zeh sisrei nistaros. Again, it's a crazy... You want to tell me a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the disgusting thing I did and erases it from the Shemayim? Okay, I understand. But what? Hashem's going to now move it over to the ledger, to the Tzad HaTov? Ki'il, I did a big mitzvah when I did a disgusting thing. Again, this is part of the Sisrei Olam, says Rabbi Nachman. And that's why tshuva is even greater than Torah. Torah and tshuva are both on the list of things, again, we pointed out the other week, in Maseches Pesachim, that were created before the world itself. It's above time, it's above space, and it's a secret. It's a secret, but it's something we need to believe, despite the fact that we can't fully understand it. Raka Kla says Rabbi Nachman, Shekol anafilos vayiridos shevaolam rachmanu letzlan yecholim lachzor elav yisbarach binakel. An amazing word, binakel. That from all of the nefilos and all of the yiridos, rachmanu letzlan, that a person goes through, it becomes easy to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki legdulaso ein cheker, because Hashem is infinite. Why is it easy? Rabbi Nachman, you want to tell me that a person has to work on this, to fight for this, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Avodas Yisrael, Parshas Kiseitza, Kiseitza l'melchama alayvecha, when a person goes out to battle his enemy. Kashas Ramagid writes that the Iker Melchamas HaYetzer is al yidei tshuva. Right? That's the hardest part of the battle. The battle on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and b'chlal throughout the year. When a Jew has to confront the Yetzer Hara and tshuva, that is Kiteitze l'melchama alayvecha. When you go out to fight your enemy, not when the Yetzer Hara tries to get you to look at something you shouldn't look at, or say something you shouldn't say, right? Or think something you shouldn't think. The Iker battle, the biggest part of the battle is convincing yourself that tshuva actually works. And more so to convince yourself that it's easy for me to do tshuva. Not only should I not give up hope, but it's very, from my low place, it becomes almost easier to do tshuva. We'll try to explain in a second. Concludes Rabbi Nachman, the main thing is that a person should never give up hope from screaming out to Hashem, to never feel that I'm not worthy to daven, I'm not able to daven. Okay, and these are very famous words from Rabbi Nachman, who again used to stress so often, Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. I want to read a piece from Likutei Moran. This is in the second chelek in Tinyana. Torah Ayin Ches. Va'klal. He asr liyayish atzmo. Rabbi Nachman says the klal is that it's asr for a person to give up hope. Ki afilu mishu ish pashut ve'en yachol lilmod klal. Rabbi Nachman says you could be the most pashut yid. That doesn't mean that you're always so pashut and always not able to learn. But Rabbi Nachman's writing here in Likutei Moran is that there are times that a person is pashut, so pashut that he doesn't know how to do anything. He can't learn. He can't daven. He doesn't have the head to learn. He's in a place where he can't learn. So says Rabbi Nachman. So what? So therefore what? So because I can't learn be'il now. I can't even learn be'kias now. I can't even open a sefer now. So therefore what? Therefore, it's not possible for me to be an Eved Hashem in this place. So serve Hashem with great simplicity. With the greatest simplicity. What do you mean? What am I supposed to do? Just be with Hashem in a pashut way. Maybe it doesn't have to do anything. Maybe you don't have to be osek in any maisa. Maybe just be aware that Hashem is in that place with you. Maybe that's what it means to be pashut. And Rabbi Nachman goes on and he says, Va'ikr l'chazik aso b'chol ma she'efshar ki ein shum yeyesh ba'olam klal. Again, this is Likutei Moran Tinyana Ayin Ches. Ki ein shum yeyesh ba'olam klal. And this is what Rabbi Nachman writes. U'mashach ma'od elu atevos. And Rabbi Nachman used to drag out and close his eyes and emphasize these words. Va'amr b'kach gadol va'amkus nifla. This was Rabbi Nachman's mantra. Ein shum yeyesh ba'olam klal. He would say these words with great depth, with great sincerity. Nifla v'nor ma'od. Kedei lahorus u'laramiz l'chol echad v'echad l'doros. Rabbi Nachman wanted this message to penetrate all generations. That every Jew, in every place, at any time, shelo yisya'ish b'shum ofen ba'olam, afilu im yavor alav ma, ve'eich shehu. Even if he goes through, who knows what? Right? Whatever it may be. Afilu im nafal l'makam shenafal l'achmana l'tzlan. Me'ach ha'shem machzik atzo v'mah shehu. He says, whatever I am, v'asher husham, that's how I'm going to serve Hashem. Adayin yesh lo tikva l'shuv l'achzor alav yisbarach shu. A person could come from that place back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The saddest thing in the world is the person who gives up. Rabbi Nachman describes in many places, we don't have time to go through too many examples now, but he describes in many places his personal struggles. And he always spoke about the fact that he himself never gave up. Whether it was a struggle in Ruchnias or a struggle in Gashmias, one of my favorite, most amazing scenes to picture. And it's a struggle. It was a struggle in Gashmias. It was a physical struggle. Obviously with an emotional component. But it was a physical struggle that's described in the Shivchei Aran Os Yotes, which you don't, most of you don't have in front of you. Some of you have in front of you. Most of you don't. For Yoni and myself and those who have it, it's on page Memtes in this edition. Okay, but a Shivchei Aran Os Yotes. Rabbi Nachman described, again, it's part of his whole Nesiyah to Eretz Yisrael, his travels and the challenges he encountered along the way. And he describes here at the end of Os Yotes, he says as follows in Shivchei. He was traveling from one place to another place. There was a terrible plague, an outbreak, in that particular city which he was in at the time. So he had to leave his host and he had to travel to a different person. And this plague, this disease was spreading rapidly. And Rabbi Nachman had to go from Tveria at that time. Rabbi Nachman was in a very, very desperate situation. They had locked down the city because of this terrible outbreak, this terrible plague that was spreading. You have to travel by way of some cave. Until it came to somehow to a wall that was on the edge of the Kinneret. He was planning on scaling the wall and descending by way of the wall out of the city to try to save his life. Rabbi Nachman picked himself up, he climbed over the wall, he lowered himself down, he swung his feet around to the other side, and he's holding onto the wall, right, ready to drop down, hopefully to like the next ledge. He stuck out, and then he looked. And what I love about this scene is because you could like picture it. It's a very powerful scene to close your eyes and picture. And Rabbi Nachman looks down after he's already like in position, ready to drop down, and he sees right on the other side of the wall. He sees there's nowhere to like drop down to. All he sees beneath his feet is this raging ocean, right? This body of water. He ayam tachtav. The water was beneath him. And he's trapped. He has the water on one side. He has this terrible plague on the other side. Right? The chom is lamala v'tachtav hayayam v'nosel libo l'Hashem yisparach v'yitzil v'rachlav. It doesn't tell us exactly how he survived, but he was in a place of where one could easily fall into the greatest of yayush. There's nowhere to go. He's surrounded on all sides. Give up. Game over. And somehow he cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that place, and Hashem saved him in His mercy. He made it to Tzvat. Right? And eventually he was able to continue on his journey. But you have this picture of Binachat. That's how he draws the picture of himself. When you find yourself in that place, there's nowhere to turn, and your mom is holding on by a fingernail to a wall, and there's nowhere to go. There's mamish nowhere to go. And then Rabbi Nachman says, that's dafka, the place to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein shum yesh b'olam klal. The person who gives up, I'll tell you, and it's not my own thought, I'll give you a Kabbalah we have from the Tiferet Shlomo of Radamsk and Parshas Vayera, that a person who gives up is worse than all the averas that he did up to that point. Meaning your decision to quit is a bigger aver in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes than everything that you thought made you so disgusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Tiferet Shlomo Verdams writes, the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the very first piece, he quotes a pasuk in Kohelis. Pasuk says that a rasha sometimes lives a long life despite his rishus, v'yesh tzadik oved b'tzidko, and there's a tzadik who's lost, Rachmana Litzlan, his life ends despite his tzidkus. And then he says as follows, ki a rasha kasher roeh ba'atzmo, ki maro. When the rasha looks at himself and he sees that what? That he's hopeless. And he knows that he's angry at Hashem very much. And he gives up hope from doing tshuva. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, Rav Shlomo HaKohen Miradamsk, when he gives up hope in that moment, his decision to quit is the biggest mistake. That's the biggest sin that he's ever done. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to live with the reality that a Jew is ever lo yidach menu nidach. There's no such thing as a Jew who's ever entirely cut off. So a decision to quit is the greatest rejection of your Yiddishkeit. Because the deepest part of your Yiddishkeit is that Yiddishkeit is permanent. You can't convert to another religion. You can't quit. Right? No matter how bad the situation might appear to be. Let's turn to Sichos Haran Ayin Aleph. And this everyone does have, you have in front of you, Sichos Haran Ayin Aleph. Talk a little in Yanei Shovavim. Right, we know that Shovavim is a zman that's, again, mesugal for tshuva, befrat with Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras HaBris, a tikkun for Arayos. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Shal Pagam HaBris, befrat man de'oshid zara b'rei kanaya, chas v'shalom, ein molot tshuva. Ki adua, the Zohar writes, in various places, that a person who is nichshal in Pagam HaBris, and that includes a variety of things, but befrat, a person who is motzi zera levatala, chas v'shalom, ein molot tshuva, can't do tshuva for such an avera. That's what it says in Zohar HaKadosh. Alright, Zohar is telling us a pnimius view, right? That in the inner worlds, a person cannot do tshuva for certain averas. Amar Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman said, chas v'shalom. Zichrona levracha she'ein adav arkein. Rabbeinu said, no such thing. Rak ala kol moil tshuva. Tshuva works for everything. V'amar shebezeh ha'maimra azor, ein shem adam meven apshat raku levad. What do you say about that one, Joe? Rabbi Nachman said, I'm the only tzaddik who understands the Zohar. The only one who understands pshat in the Zohar. Rabbi Nachman, we said, he talks about himself in sometimes very praiseworthy ways. There are other tzaddikim who also explain it. Rav Tzadok, for example, in Tzidkas Tzadik, in many places, talks about how we can understand the Zohar, that it's not really saying that there's no tshuva. But Rabbi Nachman said, I'm the only one who understands the real pshat, the pasha pshat in the Zohar, which again, pasha pshat, what do you mean, pasha pshat says you can't do tshuva. Rabbi Nachman says, no, I'll even show you within pasha pshat that you can do tshuva. A person could be nichshol in this very, very much, and yet he has the ability to do tshuva. It's already found in Rabbi Nachman's earlier svarim, Lakutim Aran. What's the ikar of tshuva? The ikar of tshuva is that I'm able to start fresh right now. I was thinking a lot about this line yesterday, trying to understand why is that so? And I think the Yisod is very pushed. If you make yourself a person of the future, if you make yourself a person with a forward motion mentality, right, that from this point forward, I am not going to do a particular avera. From this moment on, I'm going to be an entirely different person. So because you're so progressive, because you're so much about what I look like in my future, I've become such a future-oriented person that my past is like not even part of my worldview. I think that's the pshat here. I recreate myself in that moment. From this point forward, I'm a new person. I have no shaychus to that whole world of the past. Because my whole reality is, what am I going to do from this point forward? And because of that, I've essentially severed my past. I've cut off my past. I have no shaychus to my past. And therefore, a person has done tshuva on his past in the sense that the past wasn't me. It's not me anymore. Right? What I'm really doing is just being marich, and what the Rambam says when a person recreates himself. Right? Mishana is Shemo, he changes his name, he recreates himself. But I think the point is that because he becomes so forward thinking, because he's rooted in his future, and he sees a beautiful future ahead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so forget, past is not even part of your worldview. Let's just leave past behind. Let's forget about that world called Avar. Let's talk about us. Turn the page, Amakomos. And a person, of course, has to prove that he's able to withstand the test. And therefore, he sometimes goes back to those places where he sinned, and he's tested there. Also a beautiful lashon. When he has rachmanis on himself. Achsha, from that point forward, starting now. When he's in that same place, and this time he decides to be mezgaber on his yitzhara. Right. The Gemara says in Yom Adat Pevavim Abiz that the Iker Tshuva, the Lashon of the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, is Tshuva Gemura. Mefarshim point out that's not the Lashon of the Gemara is about, it calls him about Tshuva. But the Rambam goes a step further and says, no, Tshuva Gemura, the essence of Tshuva, complete Tshuva is what? Is when a person is Ba'oso Makom, Ba'oso Isha, right? That's the mashal the Rambam gives at the very beginning of the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, when he goes back to the same place and it's the same woman, and the Rambam describes he has the same strength, he's still young, he's tempted. The Yitzhara says, look how the scenario is exactly like it was last time. Remember what a good time we had last time? All the pieces are in place, same time, same place, same feeling, right? Same time of the year, the Rambam says. Everything's in place, and he's challenged, and he's misgabra al Yitzhara. That's the Iker Tshuva. That's what the Rambam calls Tshuva Gemura. That's what the Gemara says that Rav Sheshes, I think, over there in Yom HaPeivavim Abayz, right, he was mach velei, he gestured, oso isha, oso perek, oso makom, I think he said, oh, right? The same woman in the same place at the same time, the same everything, right? Before I should talk, what does it mean that he gestured? What does it mean that yesterday we had in the shaving shear, we had that one of the Amoraim, right? He was Machla, he pointed to the Pirkei Didikna. That's what does it mean? When they were discussing Tshuva, that Tshuva Gemura is to be able to come back to the same place, and Rav Sheshes gave a gesture, right? And he said it was the same, with the same woman, in the same place, in the same circumstances. But Farshim were confused, what was the gesture? What was the facial expression that he said to express that idea? Rav Sheshes was, you know, it must have been given like the eyes, like in the same exact place, in the same exact mamish, everything the same. And it could easily have the very same outcome. And yet a person is misgavra on his yetzer hara. That's a gavaldic thing. Now I want to just point out, parenthetically, because it is an interesting discussion, right? Does a person, lechachila, go back to a place where he sinned to test himself? It almost sounds like that from the Pashup Shah and the Gemara, from the Rambam. That's what it sounds like from Rabbi Nachman. Right? Who mukrach lavor? It's necessary to go to those same places. Shayu b'tchilu is nasos sham to test himself there. This is a big discussion. Okay, and it's a shiur b'fnei atzmo, so it's really not for right now. But I'll tell you just on regal achas, just very quickly, just so you know the a little bit, right? It's a big machlokas whether or not you should go back to that place and test yourself. It's very dangerous to go back to the place where you were once nichshol, right? The Rambam he says a lashon, you should go and you're miyached with that girl again, right? What? I can't be miyached with that girl. That's aser. So how do I even test myself? There's a great comment that Rav Shlomo Kluger has in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote a commentary on Shulchan Aruch called the Chach Vashlomo. It's printed in the standard Shulchan Aruch. So in Tafresh Zayin, or Achaim Tafresh Zayin, where it talks about Vidoy, in Sif Beis, he asked that question on the Rambam. He says, I don't get it. How are you supposed to be b'yichud with the girl? That's us, sir. I can't even get into a halachically acceptable situation to prove that I'm about tshuva. He gives a great answer. A very clever answer. He says, you know what you do? You go with another man, just the two of you, and that woman. How does that work? The halacha is, two men with one woman is usually not considered yichud as long as what? As long as what? As long as the men are not perverts, right? As long as they're kosher. As long as they're kosher Yehudim. But the Gemara says, if they're prutzim, if they're people who would not be ashamed to do something with this woman, even in front of one another, right? So then it's still yichud. So it says, that's what you do. You go with another person. You go with an adam kosher into the room, right? With this woman. And if you've really changed, then it's not yichud. And if you haven't changed, then it is yichud. So that's how you prove that. I've really changed, and I'm a kosher yid, and I'm not going to do anything. Right? But again, it's a whole interesting discussion. Does a person have to put himself in that situation? Many say not that way. So then, how does the Rambam work? The Rambam seems to present it that way. So if you look in the next Rambam, in Parak Beis Halacha Beis, where the Rambam says, you know what tshuva is? Complete tshuva is when Hashem can look into your heart and see that you've changed entirely. So Rav Hunder has a few pieces like this in the Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur. He says, put the two Rambams together. If you're in that same situation again, you happen to fall into that place again, not the lechatchila you go there, but if you fall into that place and you're misgaba on your Yitzhara and you defeat the Yitzhara, then great. Right? And let's say you don't fall into that place because you're a changed person, you don't want to go back to that place, and you shouldn't go back to that place. So how do I ever achieve tshuva gemura? You have to have such a real feeling in your heart that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can look into your heart and can say, I can see that if you were in that place, in that situation, you wouldn't be nechshol. Right? That's probably the safer version of what's going on here. But Rabbi Nachman says it again, kipshuto, that a person goes back to those places and he's tested and he's miskaber and he overcomes his yetzahar in that place. But the ikkar again is to believe that a person can do tshuva for everything. Even things where it's mefurish in the Zohar Kadosh that you can't do tshuva for such a thing. I want to read you a lashon from the Divrei Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel of Shinuf. The Shinuva writes in the Divrei Yecheskel in Parshas Tzavim on the Psukim, right? Ki mitzvah azos, it's not in Lova Shemayim, he befichu vavavcha lasoso, ki karav alecha dar ma'od. Right? So says the Divrei Yecheskel, Parshas Tzavim, yesh lama. Dine klal gadol hu ba'avodas Hashem Yisborach, shlo yizyay sha'odem is atzma. The klal gadol, Rabbi Nachman's klal, the klal gadol in avodas Hashem is never to give up hope. Afilu kisha'omid madrega p'chusa v'tachtona, rachman al-islam. Even if you see yourself as the lowest Jew on planet Earth, lo yisyayish es atzmo mitshuva, v'lo yachshuv she'ein lo takana chas v'shalom. Don't say about yourself that I can't do anything about my situation from here. Ki ein lecha davar she'omid b'fnei tshuva, v'ikr hu she'lo yachli la'atzad zel umaseh. The ikr is to believe that you can change. Not to do the biggest of error of all, like the Tiferes Shlomo said, which is what? Which is to give up hope. Which is to surrender. When a person is in that low place, it's easy to serve Hashem. I want to read you a lashon from Kitzur Lekutei Moran. Rabbi Nosson took Rabbi Nachman's Lekutei Moran and he wrote a Kitzur Lekutei Moran. So in two places, in Torah Yud, Os Beis, and in Torah Yud Dalet, Os Aleph, it's very similar to Lashonos. I'll read you from Torah Yud. From Siman Yud, Os Beis. Iker kvod Hashem Yisparach hu kisharachokim biyosir mekarven es atzman lavodas Hashem Yisparach. Says Rabbi Nachman, the Iker kvod Shemayim that a person gives is when a person who's so far from Hashem comes close to Hashem. Right? What's the source for this? Rabbi Nachman made this up? Of course he didn't make this up. This is a Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos says, the place that a Baal Tshuva could stand, a place a Baal Tshuva could reach, is a place that a Tzadik Gomer can only dream of. So there's a certain Kavod Shemayim, a unique type of honor that's given to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when someone who's Rachuk B'Yoser draws close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Avodas Hashem. Ki oz is alev is yaker shmai de kutcha brichu, ilo v'tatav and is gadol kvod shemoy yitzbarach v'nasam. It's the greatest expression of praise for Hashem. Okay, tzarich kol adam lishtadam od the karif harachokim l'Hashem yispach. And therefore, when you see a Jew is far away, don't say he's not interested. Say this Jew has a unique opportunity to mekadesh Hashem shemayim. V'gam ein l'shum adam liyayish es atzvam liskarif avodas Hashem yispach. Machmas shenis rachik ma'od mi Hashem yispach ayideh chatav. And it's usher for a person to say, I'm not worthy of serving Hashem because I've chosen to be far away from Hashem because of my sins. Afshe hir belasos harachas v'sham. Listen to what he says. Ki adarab kol mashu rachuk biyoser. The farther, in fact, you are away from Hashem, again, not, we don't lechachila do averos to be able to serve Hashem in this way. But we all sometimes find ourselves in low places, and we feel unworthy of serving Hashem in that place. Adrava, dafka from that place, the person who's rachuk biyoser, al yadu yizgadu kvod Hashem yizbarach biyoser, kishi yishdadu lishuv liskar velav yizbarach. When that person returns to Hashem, right? Not only is he not unworthy, but he does something unique for Hashem that brings Hashem a certain nachas ruach that no one else can do. This is the ikar kvod Shemayim. The way that a person obviously comes to be pulled back in is by a tzaddik who pulls the person back in. But a person who's willing to be pulled back in from a far place is the ikar kvod Shemayim. That's the greatest thing you can do for Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful, beautiful piece. It's a long piece. I'm not going to read it now because I have to be with Rabbi Schnalz here in 5 minutes. But in the Likutei Halachos, Rabbi Nassen wrote a multi-volume work called Likutei Halachos, which is a combination of halacha and ideas from Rabbi Nachman, combined in a beautiful way. So in Hilchos, Birchos HaReach. Birchos HaReach. In Halacha Dalet, Os Memhei, he asks some very beautiful questions. And he comes away with some really remarkable yesotos. He starts off by talking about the Arizal. In the Kisvei Arizal, the Arizal talks about what the Kavanah is on Vavienu L'Shalom Me'arba Kanfos Ha'aretz, the ingathering of the exiles. And the Arizal explains, Shezeu Sod Mashi Yisrael Mufuzar and Achshav Begalos Mekomos Rachokim Me'akadush Mod. You kind of wonder, why is it that Jews are scattered all over the place? And sometimes Jews are in very unholy places. And more than that, sometimes these unholy places have only a handful of Jews. Now we all know there's an idea of collecting sparks, Nitzotzos Kedoshos, from the beginning of time. So every Jew is on a spark-collecting mission. Okay, so what happens, says Rabbi Nassan, again based on Rabbi Nachman's teachings, so what happens, so now you have a couple of Jews in some distant place, the middle of nowhere, surrounded by Gentiles. He says it's just it's a handful of Jews. These Jews are not tzaddikim. They're probably not bane on him. He says, I don't even want to say what they are because I don't want to say something bad about a Jew. But these people are bechlal not connected. So why are these handful of Jews sent to such a place to bring back sparks? And how are they going to bring back sparks if they have no kesher to the Torah mitzvos? You hear? If a Jew is in a Torah... So let's say there's a lot of holy sparks in New York, right? All right, there's a lot of from Jews in New York. So a Jew could be on a spark collecting mission in New York. But what happens when a Jew is in the middle of nowhere? And there's just a handful of Jews. And no one there is religious. They don't know anything about Torah and Mitzvah. So what are they collecting there? How are they spark gathering in such a place? Says Rabbi Nachman, Im kein eich efshar al havin zos, shal yidei anashim ke'elu, yizbaru nitzotos me'am ke'klipos ke'elu. How could such a thing be? And then he goes a step further. He says, the whole concept of Galus is also a Pella. What's Galus? Galus means when we were in Eretz Yisrael, our Tzeinu HaKadosha, we failed. So Hashem says, you failed to connect to me when it was so easy to connect to me. So you know what? Let me put you in a place where it's going to be impossible to connect to me. That'll probably wake you up to Yiddishkeit. What do you mean? Hashem, if I didn't serve you in Eretz Yisrael, then how could I ever dream to serve you in Chutz La'aretz? What's the pshat? You hear the question? It's a very good question. Well, how does Galus help anything? Listen to what he answers. He says, "Ki be'emes yishlofamim shedaika, kishadam egiel lamakum namach v'rachak me'akedusha ma'od ba'od, sham daika yisor b'sor is gadol Hashem yisfar." Says Rabbi Nassan, "Lekutei halachos birchas areiach halacha dalit." He says, "No. Sometimes when you're in the king's palace, you take it for granted. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people didn't appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore dafka going to a place where seemingly they're very disconnected from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka there, uvekasher misham es Hashem elokecha, like the pasuk says in Veschan." That the Shah, there, somewhere out there, a Jew is going to find and rediscover Kadosh Baruch Hu because of the challenges, because of the distance. The fact that they find themselves in such a low place, all of a sudden there's going to be an awakening in the Nefesh HaYisraeli to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam sham l'godol ha'tumah shel chutz la'aretz teikaf, kishi Yisrael osim eiza avodah ba'alma, yakar be'einav Yisbarach mod mod. And when a Jew realizes, I'm surrounded by Tumah, and I don't like it anymore, and I want to change, and he does even the smallest thing, That is one of the most precious things in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. This is an irreligious person in the middle of Moscow. He doesn't know the first thing about anything. But all of a sudden, there's something Yiddish. There's something Jewish inside of him that's pulling him. Right? That feeling in his heart is a huge thing. Even to do a little thing for Hashem, a little awareness for Hashem in that place is an unbelievable thing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves a person from that place. And he says that's the chashivas of this week's parsha. He ties it into this coming week's parsha. Yisro. Why is the parsha of Kabbalah Satorah named after Yisro? Because who was Yisro? Yisro was a person who came from farther than anywhere. Right? He was the Gaisha priest. The priest of priests. He was a pope. And what happens? Ki'ata yadati. Now I know that Hashem is the real God. That's the greatest thing in the world. That's the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's part of the family of those who are going to transmit Torah forever. So again, a person has to realize this in a deep way. To understand that sometimes it's cold and you're far away and you're wondering, how did I get here? Why am I not in Eretz Yisrael now? I'm slumping through the muddy snow outside. What am I doing here? And I give into my Yetzer Hara and you just feel like, what's the point? A person falls to a place of Yayush. The Iker says, Rabbi Nachman, don't give up. There's nothing that is outside the realm of tshuva. And a person just has to say to himself, I can be a tzaddik. I want to end with this. I want to end with an amazing, amazing piece from Rav Leibel Eger in the Imre Emes. Rav Leibel has Torah Emes and he also has Imre Emes. In the Imre Emes on Parshas Bahar. And it ties into our Masechta. That's why I chose this piece. The Gemara says, the Masechta is Kedusha. Shamakadish as a isha amanas ani tzaddik. What's the halacha? A person makadish a woman on condition that I'm a tzaddik. Harezo mekudeshes shemehir tshuva b'daita. What do we say about such a person? Mekudeshes. Why? The guy could be a Rasha Gamor. Why? Because maybe he had a hero of tshuva. How can that be? We know this guy's a Rasha. All of a sudden he declares, I'm a nas that I'm a tzaddik. And now we have to be choshesh that maybe he became a tzaddik in a split second. Ki ikar kinyan atshuva, hu aheskein bepnimius halev lahetiv maisav me'atel. Exactly like Rabbi Nachman said. What's the ikar? The ikar tshuva is that a person says, from this point forward, I'm not that same person anymore. Mikanu laba, I'm never going to do that avera again. And therefore I can correct even the most horrible things that the Zohar says there's no tshuva for. V'zeh yachol yos afilu berega achas. Ba'ofen shayodeya ta'alumos yeyid alav shu be'emes la'amitol. That's exactly the Lashon of the Rambam. In the second paragraph, Hilchos Teshuva. That Hashem looks into your heart and could say, be'emes, this person really means it. U'milashon ha'gemara nira. Now listen to this, is the real punchline. Listen to what he says. U'milashon ha'gemara nira sha'ikr mipnei sha'amar hu. Why does this work? How does this work? Because the person said about himself, I'm anas that I am a tzaddik gamor. When a person even utters those words, says Rav Leibel, I am a tzaddik gamor, it transforms a person. Rav Leibel says, interesting, diuk almost in the Gemara. He says, if she were to say, I'm anas she'at a tzaddik, if she says it about him, I'm anas that you're a tzaddik, right? Yishtana din she'ina mekudeshes. It could be it doesn't work. It's not enough for her to say it. He has to say, he has to be able to say about himself, I am a tzaddik. Right? And everyone says, you're not a tzaddik. To just say those words, to be confident enough to say those words, is the greatest expression of ancient yayish. It's the belief in what? V'ame chulam tzaddikim. And that includes me. No matter what I've been through, that I can truly be a tzaddik, and I have the confidence to say those words. Am anasra ni tzaddik hadibra hazeba atzmo poel. Haheskin belev beregazo lahitiv me'ata. It transforms the person in that moment. A person becomes a tzaddik. The ikar is to cry out from the depths of hell to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can serve you even from this place. And I believe that I can be a tzaddik. Just look at Tzichos Aran Shin Beis and we'll stop. Shin Beis, two lines. And we'll end with this. Says Rabbi Nachman, Tzichos Aran Shin Beis, Pamachas Amati Lefanov, Rabbi Nachman says, I was standing with him one time, V'hu Zecharon Lebracha, Hayamunach Hamitaso, V'nizraku B'diburim Eilu. One time Rabbi Nachman was very sick, he was lying in bed. He had no strength. A dangerous moment for Rabbi Nachman, another dangerous moment for Rabbi Nachman. And he cried out from that place, the place where he couldn't serve Hashem, the place where he felt very broken, and he gave over the Iker message. What did he say? Mitoch piv hakadosh v'amar b'zohar lashon, der Iker is mi beten sha'ol shavati. The pasuk can say for Yonah. The Iker is mi beten, from the depths of hell, shavati, I cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nachman said, it might look like this is the end for me, but I'm not giving up so fast. I'm not going to give up. So, Mir Tashem, we should all be Zofan. We should all have the confidence to be able to say, I'm an Ashtani Tzaddik, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm starting fresh today. I'm an Ashtani Tzaddik. To believe, right, that I can be a Tzaddik. that I could bind myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to renew that marriage that took place with us, between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu at our Sinai long ago. And Amir Tashem, with the schus of the tzaddikim, like Rabbi Nachman, all of the tzaddikim amitim, will be zochet to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'leiv shalim.